gentlemen, this next contest is scheduled for one fall and will be for the Bash Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. About to enter the ring is the challenger, hailing from Detroit, Michigan, and wishing to only be known simply as the Immortal Jack Craven.
Last week, Jack Craven broke up with his girlfriend, and as Tommy Rockwell pointed out in his interview, it seems like Jack's personal and professional life have gone to hell in a handbasket once again. You know, through it all, Jack Craven has vowed tonight not to let down his fans or the fans of the WWE for that matter, because tonight, Jack Craven says there will be no excuses no matter what the outcome, which brings me to a very sensitive issue. Before the show, I heard an unconfirmed report that claimed Jack Craven was actually placing bets on his very own match tonight. Now, I'm not sure if Craven has gambled to win or to lose, or if he even has a gambling problem in general. Perhaps maybe that's part of the reason his girlfriend broke up with him. But if Jack Craven does have a gambling problem, then it certainly would explain the depression, lack of emotion, and constant state of distraction Craven has been in since the start of 2005. Although I feel for Jack Craven because his girlfriend was quite a piece of ass, if he's not 100% focused on tonight's matchup, the man who's about to enter the arena in just a few moments is going to walk out with his title intact. Let's go to the ring and greet our champion.
Tommy Rockwell. 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 Rockwell.
And here's our opponent. About to part the curtains, he comes to us from Austin, Texas, and weighed in at a pulse up 254 pounds. He is a two-time BACW Heavyweight Champion and former World Television Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome if you would, Tommy Rockwell.
As the sounds of the Concorde airplane races in and out of the arena speakers while the smoke fills the entranceway, out steps Tommy Rockwell wearing his gold tights and black boots, caressing his red goatee with his pointed finger and thumb. Rockwell is waiting for his top to subside before coming down to ringside. All right, here he comes, folks. Down the aisle and clapping his hands together, trying to get up for this very important title defense, Rocket climbs the steel stairs, entering the ring over the top rope, pommel horse style, opening up his black leather jacket and exposing his official Tommyism t-shirt and the BACW championship belt. Rockwell continues to warm up while his music comes to a fade. Walking into the center of the ring, both men bump chests with neither one wanting to give any ground. Craven is so much bigger than Rockwell, it's not even funny. And as they exchange words, oh my god, Big Daddy just shoved Tommy Rockwell flat on his ass with one monster push to the chest. Shaking his head in disgust and removing the championship belt, Tommy Rockwell has just felt the power of the immortal Jack Craven. Well, the referee isn't waiting any longer, and he's signaling for the timekeeper to call for the bell. The match has started, and here we go! Color tie in the center of the ring, and here comes the champion being forced back into the corner by the challenger. Oh, Craven just slammed his face into Rockwell's nose with a nasty no-hands headbutt, and that had to hurt. Knife edge chop followed with the sting. Again, 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 and crossing the corner. The champion hits with a thud, and this one is not looking good for young Tommy Rockwell. Barreling in with the cool from hell, Rockwell knocks the champion up and over the top rope and down onto the hard concrete floor. You can tell just by the sound of it that this crowd is 100% behind the BACW Heavyweight Champion, Tommy Rockwell. On his back and holding his knee, it appears Tommy Rockwell might have twisted a limb or even collided with the small corner of the steel stairs, and this has to be absolutely terrible for the champion. exiting the ring and moving down to the floor in the slow, methodical fashion. Jack Steven rips back the small mat, exposing the bare concrete. Come on, Jack. It's the beginning of the match. This isn't BATW, it's WWA. Collecting an injured Tommy Rockwell and scooping up the small mat into the air. Raven unloads downward with a hard body slam. And look at the fear that has just filled Tommy Rockwell's eyes. He's starting to understand why Jack Craven has been in the business for this long. Wild thumbs by Craven, soften up the champion further and rolling Rockwell back into the ring. Craven follows with a Green Bay cheese smile. Look at him. Craven is just oozing with arrogance tonight. Rolling Rockwell off the canvas and into the ropes with a hard Irish whip of the champion. And bouncing off the nylon on the rebound, here comes Tommy Rockwell. Craven raises the big boot, but Rockwell ducks. Stopping short, challenger turns, and Tommy pulls from his reserve, following through with a pair of surprise knife edge chops. Again, 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 Craven stunned and forcing the challenger back into the rope, and then into the opposite nylon. Here comes the immortal Jack Craven off the rebound. Drop kick by Rockwell to the face, connects, and down goes Jack Craven. For the first time in this match, here's the cover and the count. One, two, easy kick out by Jack Craven, and if this is any indication as to how much Jack Craven has in the tank, Tommy Rockwell is in deep trouble. Off the canvas and into another Irish whip sends Jack Craven off the ropes for a second time, and sitting up in the middle of the ring, Rockwell is there to greet the challenger with a tough love boot to the stomach. Side headlock by Rockwell sets up a bulldog with the side suplex, dropping the champion right the hell onto the back of his neck. Tommy Rockwell appears to be knocked out cold, folks, and here's the cover and the count. He's going for it. One, two, three. What the hell? Has Jack Craven won? No, 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 no. No, he did not, folks. The referee is saying Tommy Rockwell barely got his shoulder up the canvas, and this one's gonna continue. Dragging Tommy Rockwell into the corner of the ring, Jack Craven settles into the second turnbuckle, and lowering the boom, the challenger practically crushes Tommy's larynx with his patented Thunder Mountain leg drop. Hold on to your seat, folks. You know what's next. Off the canvas and spinning the champion around. Jack attack! Jack attack! Jack attack! No, 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 no. Hold the phone. Tommy Rockwell has managed to get to the ropes with his legs, and the referee is demanding Jack Craven release the hold. Doing as the referee instructs, Jack Craven just dumped Tommy Rockwell on the back of his head, and the champion is stunned. Look at the referee. He's screaming at the immortal one. He's yelling at him, and he's telling him right to his face that Craven shouldn't have let him down on his head. He should have just let him go because Rockwell was in the rope. Referee ducks. Rockwell connects with a super kick to the jaw, and here goes Craven falling down. Timber! Down goes Jack Craven in reverse Ric Flair-like fashion, and up to the top rope and leaping off into the air. Rockwell trails his blast. Finisher elbow drop. This one is over. One, two, three. Tommy Rockwell has defended. What the hell? Are you kidding me? Folks, hold on, because Jack Craven has kicked out of Tommy Rockwell's blast off, and I cannot believe my eyes, and neither can Tommy Rockwell. Pulling Craven off the canvas and talking him into the opposite ropes. Here comes Jack on the rebound. Awesome hot shot. Snap Jack Craven's head backwards and making the press. One, two, is that Stonewall? Three, oh my God. Not like this, are you kidding me?
Your winner of the bout, and still BATW Heavyweight Champion, Tommy Rockwell!
I don't believe it, folks, as you can now see in the replay plain as day, while the referee was striking the canvas with his back towards the crowd, Alastair Stonewall just appeared at ringside and actually held down the leg of Jack Craven so he couldn't kick out. Bailing from the ring is an exhausted Tommy Rockwell, who in my opinion doesn't even know Stonewall helped him to retain his title. Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to hear the comments of the champion once he gets a chance to review the footage. And I'm sure Tommy Rockwell is going to be red hot for Alastair Stonewall's interference in his match. At this point, Jack Craven can only watch as Alastair Stonewall disappears into the crowd. And once again, Jack Craven has blown another title shot. While our ring is being cleared, I'm going to take a second right now to tell you about where the WWA is going to be headed next.